السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Students, this is our brother Mujahid Fletcher. He's actually visiting us from Houston, and he is a representative of, and actually the founder of Islam in Spanish, which is pretty much the premier source and one of the fundamental sources of getting Islamic literature in the Spanish language in multimedia. Alhamdulillah. He's been doing a lot of work in the Spanish speaking Muslim community and getting the word out about Islam in Spanish to not just people here in the United States, but also abroad. And that's why I wanted to just have a little bit of a conversation with him, inshallah ta'ala, about a few of the things that he's doing. I think a lot of Muslims should know about this work. And if we can help, get the word out about that, and inshallah, even after our small conversation is done, if you guys want to figure out any ways that you might want to help spread the word and, do things with him, inshallah ta'ala, we can have that conversation. So the first thing I wanted to talk to you about was, you're Colombian originally, yeah?
Yes.
So what's the da'wah scene like? We don't know anything about Colombia. In Colombia, and from what you told me before, you go to Colombia often. So what's it like over there? And give us some perspective, inshallah.
Alhamdulillah. First of all, jazakumullah khair. It's a pleasure to be here. May Allah reward you and all your staff for bayina. I think this notion is somewhat of a dream, for many people in Latin America. As I travel throughout Latin America, I realize that in the United States, we may be 40 or 50 years ahead in regards to Islamic development of masajid and the communities and so on. Colombia, the place where I'm from, in South America, it has about 46 million people in regards to the population. Hmm. And doing an assessment while we were there on our last trip about a month and a half ago, all the different Islamic organizations gathered in one city to speak about their history, speak about their challenges, and also to know how they can all come together under one umbrella organization. And what we found was that out of the 12, 10 of them came to form around between 2002 and 2010. So
wow.
if you look at it from the range of 10 years, you can say that 10 organizations have formed out of the 12.
Wow.
So Islam is very new. Some of these organizations, in fact, out of the 12, 10 of them don't have any paperwork in regards to being 501c3s or nonprofits.
Wow.
It's just people who are becoming Muslim and getting together, and many of them are meeting in a garage sometimes. And sometimes they don't even have a place of worship. And they're just trying to figure out who will give the khutbah. And they don't have a meat that is halal according to halal certification. One individual is trying to, make halal meat available in Colombia. And he's trying to figure this out. So it's amazing to see Islam coming together as a form or structure according to how we understand it here.
Yeah. This is the kind of stuff that a lot of the immigrant Muslim communities were going through here maybe 50, 60 years ago, like you said,
right.
SubhanAllah.
Mashallah.
So we have a lot to offer, inshallah, at least as far as our experience and lessons learned.
Exactly. And that's why they asked me to go out there. It's a pleasure for me to go there and offer advice. And I think we're in a unique position because even though they have a long ways to go, they can learn from our experience.
Hmm.
And alhamdulillah, these people have the intention to get Islam out to the people within the context of their own culture. That's one thing that they realize.
So you said something when we were talking before about Colombian culture and how it's kind of ripe for Islam, and I wanted you to repeat some of that stuff.
MashaAllah.